Hi. The Common Man and T-Bone podcast is brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Cold or sweaty is no way to go through life. Call my guys at Care Heating and Cooling for all your heating and cooling needs. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. And stay tuned after the podcast for special bonus content from past shows.
I love that that thing is so thick, I can barely get it in there.
Bye.
Common Man and T-Bones. On Campus, the latest college sports news and notes.
Sponsored by Logan AC and Heat Services. Feeling the heat? Call the experts at Logan Services now for hot deals on Trane air conditioners.
All right, let's talk about the Cox.
There's only one story I want to do today and on campus, and it's this. University of South Carolina, they have, you know, the Gamecocks, right? That's their mascot. They have a live mascot. They have Sir Big Spur. He is a real rooster. / Gamecock that they bring out and have brought out for many years. This started back in 1999. It became a football tradition in 2006. The people who are in charge of this chicken.
Keeper
of the cocks in this case. Mary Snelling.
Courtney Cox is also there. They keep her.
Mary Snelling and her husband, Ron Albertelli, they are the ones who have overseen this program, this process, for the better part of 15 years. Now they're kind of done with it. It's been a long time. They've done a lot for this thing, and they want to move on. They want someone else to take over. So they found Beth and Van Clark. They also have roosters. They raise these birds. They know a lot about them, and they are ready to take it over. So they kind of filled in a few games last year. They were very excited to do this. I mean, it's charming to read these people talk about it. Van, the husband of the new couple that's going to take over for the Gamecock.
The nude couple.
Not the nude handlers of the cock. The new handlers of the cock.
Got it.
Beth and Van. Van said, they asked us to consider taking over the program. Beth and I talked about it, prayed about it, and said, you know what? Yeah, we think we will.
Van and Beth sound like they
really care.
Praying a lot.
They care a lot, all right? They're taking this. This is a big part of their lives. They're taking it seriously.
The cock.
Now, everything has come to a head literally over the chicken's head. Because here's what happens. On the top of these roosters, you've seen a rooster. They have that big red flap of whatever.
Yeah.
Well, that is called the crop, okay?
Uh-huh. Crop top.
That crop is actually like an air conditioner for chickens.
I didn't know that.
Blood goes up in there.
Oh, I didn't know.
That's why it's red. And that blood circulation, it cools the blood off, and then it goes back in their body, and they get a little bit cooler.
So the blood has to flow to the top of the cock to keep it cool.
Right.
Got it.
Here's the issue. An actual Gamecock, a real fighting Gamecock, the fighters, the people who have the fighting birds, they don't want that on top of the bird's head because
how come?
It can bleed. And it's very sensitive.
They want to circumcise
up there. They chop that off on actual Gamecocks. They do not have the top. And Sir Big Spur, for the years that the previous couple had run this deal, their chickens are all cropped. They do not have that thing. They have it surgically taken off or whatever they do to it. Sounds gross, but whatever, they do that. Well, the new couple, the Clarks, they don't believe in that. They think that's inhumane to the chicken. They like to have a natural bird with the crop on. So they've left their bird with the crop on. And so the old couple, the Albertelli family, they said, well, you know what? If you're going to do that, we trademarked this name, Sir Big Spur. And they lease that name to South Carolina. They've said, you can keep on doing the chicken thing. You can still have your little rooster guy out there, but he's not a real Gamecock. Mm. And we're not going to let him be called Sir Big Spur. We're keeping the name to ourselves, and no one from South Carolina can use it other than us. So now this year, meanwhile, South Carolina, their AD gets interviewed in this story, and he's just kind of like, well, I don't. All these crazy hill jacks arguing about cutting a head off or not cutting it off or lopping off the whatever. I don't know. We just know we need to know what the name is of this bird so we can put it in the program and we can have some, you know, stuff made up that has the bird's name on it. So they're now arguing over what they're going to call this thing. If he'll continue to be known as Sir Big Spur or just The Spur or Steve Spurrier. I don't know.
Steve,
they're going to call him something.
Spurrier.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Has a ring to it, right?
I like that.
Either way, the point is, this fight.
The point is South Carolina's full of hillbillies.
This is perhaps the dumbest thing I've ever talked about on this radio station, and I could not have enjoyed reading you that story more than I did.
That was all about Cox. Fletcher Cox.
That's right.
See Cox and...
You don't talked about Cox.
You got to figure out if you want to have a... I don't know
say
if I can... I'm going to...
Say it.
A smooth Gamecock or a natural Gamecock.
You're going to see Graham, Cox. I mean, they're all just going to be like, hey, I got him. No, I got him. I want that sack.
Well, now we're talking about sacks. I was just talking about Cox.
Football sack.
Yeah, what do you think? I'm chickens. Gamecocks. Right.
Yeah. Right.
Could use a little love right now. There they are working those balls.
Well, here's
that,
what I know.
Nothing to do with you Gamecocks.
Well, you can't have any balls or sacks near that Gamecock because that's, that's a recipe for disaster. If someone runs over the Gamecock, he's dead.
The cock will get hurt then.
If you throw the ball at the Gamecock, no way.
That.
He'll be injured. Having no crop top will be the least of his problems.
Right. Hey, Common Man here. I know what you're thinking. This guy again. But we have some special bonus stuff for you. Sponsored, of course, by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. We normally talk to our guy, Jason Stark, on Mondays, but he had a skin tag that needed to be removed with an Arby's meat slicer. He got that thing lanced right off.
Very few people know you can get that done. Arby's, one of the few restaurants still practicing medicine.
That's one of the secret off-the-menu things at Arby's.
You know, not somebody serve that to you, but if you need a procedure done that involves slicing.
You pay enough. They may serve you a skin tag.
I forgot. This is the guy who wants to eat human flesh. So
yeah, but I don't
want to
eat a skin tag.
Why?
Because that's...
It's not flesh?
No.
I mean, it's not flesh. It's literally called a skin
tag. That's a skin barnacle.
They call it a flesh tag. Tag? Would you feel better about that?
No.
All right.
You're honestly telling me that if someone handed you a human filet, maybe a little béarnaise sauce on top of it, you wouldn't take a bite of that?
What I'm saying is, if the option, the amount I would take is such a small morsel,
yes,
it would be
you'd
close.
Eat it though.
Right, maybe that'd be the only ways it would have to. It would not be like a regular steak sized, you know, cube or whatever that you cut off.
How about this?
It would be so small though. It would be like a skin tag. So I'm just saying, what's the difference to you? Why would you care? Skin tag, no skin tag. Still small.
Science is very advanced.
Okay.
Okay. We get to the day where we can grow human flesh in a lab. Mm. So, you know, this didn't belong to somebody. This person didn't go through life. And now you're putting some A1 sauce on his loin. All right, this was grown in a lab. Would that make you feel better?
Yeah, I would definitely eat it then. I wouldn't care if it wasn't for the fact that I know it came from someone. If it's just like created in a lab specifically to be eaten,
just meat.
I'd have different problems then, right?
Why is this lab creating human flesh for consumption?
And why is it always Elon Musk who's coming up with these ideas? That would be my next question. Why him? Always. But no, I pay
for this human steak in Bitcoin.
No, here's the thing, though. If they were creating human flesh in a lab, my next question is, well, what else have you got back there? Mm-hmm. Because they probably also have Wagyu beef. And so if they can perfect that and make it cheaper and more accessible,
crazy.
I'm just saying... Do that before you get to human flesh for consumption. I don't need that.
All right, so we have a big program today. And it's always good when in the first 4 minutes of the show we talk about eating people. It's all downhill from here.
That's right.
A special thank you for consuming all the stupidity we can safely shove down your gullet. Come back for more podcasts. And again, the podcast is sponsored by our friends, because they pay us. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Stop listening now. The podcast is over. Turn it off. Go do something.